Wednesday night, in the Dead Torah, Rabbi Binyamin and Zev Halpin.
Topic tonight is talking about borrowing and lending on Shabbos. It's a very common thing to borrow, to lend, to return things on Shabbos. Let's talk about a few different scenarios. Let's say, for example, someone comes home Friday night and he has guests and he realizes he hasn't got enough chairs. So he goes, wants to go running to the neighbor to borrow some extra chairs. With any special halachas, is this mutter, is this asa? No, I'm not getting involved in the area that we're talking about. It's a neighbor. The area leaves everyone to ask their Rav. We talk about, had a neighbor who had a few chairs and he wants extra chairs. Someone told me this. Oh, what should be the problem? Let's see what the problems are. If there is a problem, maybe there's no problem at all. Someone told me, asked me a shayla last week, recently, is making a chasana. He was making a chasana, and his wife wanted to get the gown ready before the chasana. She wanted to get it on Shabbos. She was pressed for time. So he was asking Al-Tachana. Al-Tachana wouldn't be a problem because she would wear it, she can use it on Shabbos. But it might be a different problem. She's borrowing something from a gemach on Shabbos. And also the one a mashkan. She'll have to leave maybe something there, something like that's mutter, which is expensive, something not muktza. And she'll leave it there on Shabbos. Would it be mutter for him to do that? Let's talk about a third shayla before we get into the sugya. What about returning? It's finished. Sham Zacha is finished. Doesn't need the chairs. He comes to knock on the door by the neighbor to give the chairs back. Or he had the chairs from last week and he gives them back. And the neighbor told him, listen, don't knock on my door. Just drop them in, put them at the garage, and leave them there. Would there be problems or not? So what should be the problem and why should it not be a problem? The Mishnah tells us in Shabbos, Shoel Odom Mechaveroi, Kadi Yain, or Kadi Shem, and Abad Shloyem Halveini. You're allowed to borrow things as long as you don't say the word Halveini. Now, we know there's two types of things. Something called a Sheila, and something called a Halva. A Sheila is something which Zechefetz. Meaning, I'm going to borrow a hammer, I'm going to borrow a chair, I'm going to borrow something which the same item is going to be returned. A Halva is something which will be consumed, will be used up, plastic cup. No one wants the same plastic cup back. Food item, wine, something along those lines, something which is consumed. Now, there's a very basic difference between Sheila and Havar. Sheila is to be assumed that will be returned very soon. It's the same item. You borrowed someone's hammer, it's going to return soon, you've still got the hammer. A Havar, something which is consumed, the family needs time to get it. He needs time to get it. So, obviously, there's a certain amount of time given for the person to be able to return the item, which is 30 days. It's not the Mishnah, when someone borrows something which is consumed, kadeh yayin v'kadeh shemen, wine, oil, a person may not say halveini, may not make it into halva, meaning make it for 30 days, because that will be something long term. Says the Gemara, why not? What's the difference? So the Gemara, Shem, also the Michta will come to right. So we have here, and there's Peskin Shulchan Aruch, that we may not make a long term borrowing on Shabbos. Long term is more than 30 days. So, and this will apply even to something which would normally be a sheila. Let's say something like a hammer, let's say something like chairs, something which is non-consumed. So if he says clearly, please can I borrow your thing for 30 days? That would be also on Shabbos, Shema Asi Nemechtav. So the first halakha which we learned is that something long-term borrowing is asa. If it's clear that it's for long-term, whatever the item is, it's asa. Both can say, for example, let's say someone now it's a matzah, you want to borrow Purim costumes for your children. So you go to someone already, you know, you're playing by the neighbor and they have some costumes. The children say, I want to be this one, I want to dress up as this on Purim. Okay, could we borrow it? What do you mean? It's Purim, and now it's in there soon. Last week was more than 30 days. Although you're going to tell them a loshen, which sounds like it's going to be returned very soon, it's a non-consumable item. Oh, in English, we're going to get to English. Now, so, however, it's clear as day, the reason why you want it is for Purim. Purim's in more than 30 days, therefore that would be asa. Or let's say someone's making a simcha, and everyone knows that simcha's in more than 30 days' time, he wants to borrow something from the neighbor, it'll be a problem. It's a long-term borrowing. So long-term is asa, and short-term is mutter. What happens, and this is going to be a machlokas, what happens if we have a case? But the person can say nowadays, There's no such thing as stam halvas being for 30 days. When you lend someone a plastic cup, don't say you have 30 days to return it. That's not the minhag. That's not what's a custom. That's not the custom. And the person expects that it will come back. Maybe it might not be Motzei Shabbos, but as soon as he goes to the shop and he's bought plastic cups, he'll come bring them back. So we have this fellow who's coming to borrow plastic cups. Now he doesn't know when he's returning them. As far as he's concerned, maybe he's a schlepper. It'll take him a month, 2 months to give them back. But the malva doesn't know that. So it's a borderline case. We don't know. It's not for sure long term. It's not for sure short term. The malva can come in every once, knock on the door and say, look, pay up time. He's got the ability to make it short term, but he doesn't know when he'll get the item back. No one's told him. Do you have to make it 100% clear that it's a short term loan? Or no? You don't need to, as long as it's not clear that it's long term, that's okay. So the Magen Avraham, and as though most of the posting that go with the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, says, if you have a case where the malva, the lender, can come whenever he wants, knock on the door and ask you for the item back, it'll be okay. Ah, you never said clearly it's for short term, it's not a problem. Because that is not considered a long term loan. However, the Be'alocha is very bothered by this, and the Be'alocha says that it would be better for a person to make it clear that it's for short term, or make a reminder, which we'll get to, a reminder to remind the malva that it's Shabbos, and therefore he won't come to write it down. Depends what the minig is. Even if the minig is that, let's say he has time to return it, but the malva can come knock on the door whenever he wants. So when the malva's giving it, what he's thinking is, look, if I really need it, I'll come get it. I'll knock on your door. So as far as the malva's concerned, it's not a long-term loan. However, it wasn't explicit that it's going to be for short-term. So this is where the machlokes starts. That's machlokes Magen Avraham and Be'alocha. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, although in Be'alocha he says it's a makom to be machmeh. Now, who's the issa on? Is the issa on the loiva or issa on the malva? Is the issa on the loiva to make a problem for the malva that malva might write? Or are we also choshed that maybe the loiva will also write down? There are some people, and it's very interesting when I spoke about the subject of different people before the share. Some say, who writes anything down? Some people say, of course, I write everything down. I take out my notebook, I borrow a razor, I buy the eggs from the neighbor, I have a thing on my fridge, I write it down. So it elicits very different responses, but some people, everything they borrow, even the smallest thing, they write it in their little ledger. So maybe it's a problem for the loiva. And the postman are done with the shaila. And it seems like the Haskamah supposed to be there'll be a problem from the loiva, the mashag went like that. And other daily apostolic went that there'll be a problem also on the loiva, not just for the malva. And therefore, if the loiva will be returning without the malva there, it would also be a problem. Or if we'll be borrowing without the malva, there'll also be a problem. For example, the neighbour knows that there's chairs in the garage, he can go when he wants, he can borrow them, it'll be a problem. Because it's also a problem on the loiva, not only if the malva's there. Oh, now, the post can speak about this. The post can speak about, let's say, a neighbour. If you have a gemach. This is the two things. The post can speak about that if you have a neighbour, then shchenim, you don't normally write down. Now, you'll find people that do write down. You will find it. Why? Because chairs, like you're saying, it's dog ben, it's in your house. Of course you remember. Most people don't write it down. But the post can do say that mistimas ha-machaba, the machaba didn't say any difference between anything. And it's Nishtamant and Gemara can difference between. And Faket, the Mishnah is talking about Chaviroi. Malva, Ashur Odom Chaviroi, Kadi Yaim, Kadi Shemen, and Kikros, and bread. Talking about people you're Heimish with. You don't knock on everyone's standard door to borrow their bread unless you know that they cook or bake well.
So
selling aliyah is a big to do. It's a different shayla. It's a shayla of Mimsa Chevscha, it's a shayla of Kinyonim, it's a shayla of which is another whole noisa to itself. It's not something I've gone into before, but it's something which is a whole noise to itself and needs a whole shit to itself. So we've spoken about long term, short term, things which are Suffolk, things which Shechinim, which the postkim, the Iza, are a Chashulchan, which is Kedai to say, the postkim don't like it, but it's Kedai to say that the Chashulchan takes on, like you're saying, Shechinim, nowadays we don't write so much, but if you ask around, you'll find different responses, and the postkim don't go with the Aruch Chashulchan. They don't go to Aruch HaShulchan, and they're Machmeh. Now in English, let's talk about English. What's called long-term and what's called short-term? Now, Falk writes that when you go to someone and ask them to borrow something, or to lend, can you lend me please an egg? That is a short-term way of saying something. Loaning, can I have the safe on loan, would be long-term. Therefore, to ask someone, can I have the safe on loan, even if your, maybe your kavana is short-term, but because the loshen extends itself to being long-term, that would be asa. Loaning is a term which is normally used for long-term. Borrowing and lending is normally a term used for short-term. Now let's get to a gemach. A gemach is something which no one in a gemach lends out anything without writing down. Long-term, short-term, whatever the item is. And the reason is, because even if someone wants something just for a day, I just need it for an hour. They'll have 25 people needing it just for an hour, and that'll be the end of his gemach. So they always write down everything. Can one make a short-term loan from a gemach? Not loan, loan would be the wrong word. Can one borrow something short-term from a gemach? Oh, the postman speak about this, and the postman say a mitzvah makes no difference. There's no heter for a mitzvah when it comes to Issa
d'Rabbanan. There's a heter to go to a shop on Shabbos for Yom to get food from...
Hakofa, to take something by Hakofa. There also, you'd have to use the right Lashonis.
Are you still allowed to?
Yes, you're allowed to. On the Tzurich Yom Tov, you can go to a shop, for example, and take things on loan.
That's a
special head to Tzurich Yom Tov, which is needed. And also then, that's in the next arm in the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about it. Also be subject to the terms that you have to say the right loshem. You can't say, for example, you can have, let's say you go into a meat shop and you want to take a piece of meat. Do you mind if I have this meat for... In English, we don't have it, but in Lashon HaKodesh, can you be malvin me? Can you leave me the piece of meat? Or can you give me the piece of meat for a long term? That would be awesome. You can only take the meat short term, and the fellow expects that he'll get back the meat. You're not allowed to discuss money.
Something for Shabbos, yeah, you can take them there.
Yeah.
Exactly. And actually, no worse if something goes to the neighbor to ask for it left. It's not shop, not recommended, but it's a boring thing.
Yeah. I'm not 100% clear. I don't want to speak about the shop, but I know that shop is mutta, like you're saying, with Tzurich Yom Tov, and you do have to also use the right terms. Yes, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to make a cheshbon with a person. That's a nachasugya sugya medida of measuring. You can't count, you can't measure, you can't. Let's say you want to take something from the shop. You can't say, okay, so I've got 15 pieces of meat. They're all worth about a pound. We'll talk about it after Shabbos. As soon as you mention money, that would be a problem. But you could go to a shop and say, look, I need some more meat. Do you mind if you give me? And that would be okay, like you're saying. We'll get together about it after Shabbos. Or you can say make a cheshbon after Shabbos. But you can't say, look, I've taken 15 pieces. We'll figure out about these 15 pieces after Shabbos, the price, etc. One can't talk about
it. Can't refer to how many chalas?
No, also not. Also not. Yeah. How many chalas? Depends how much you're taking. I'm sorry? Oh, a goy. Now, this would be a darbana, and therefore if you have a goy to do it for you, but a mokka mitzvah, it would turn into a shvus to shvus, basically. There is actually an interesting shayla in the Mashag. Mashag speaks about that someone who wanted to pay back a loan who was going to get interest in the bank. And the bank was going to fine him, beyond Mahim. And he wanted to get a goy to return the loan. That's the Mashag's shayla. He said, it's a bonon, when it's going to get a mule and achri. So get the goy to return the loan. And it's a mokum hefsed, because it's going to be charged a big fee by the bank. So the Mashag there is busy. Not much the topic I showed. The Mashag there is busy. He's Isaac. Have we got a heter, shvus to shvus, mokum seder, if the fellow could have sorted out 2 weeks ago? Can you turn up on Shabbos? Oh, I've got a huge loss. So where were you the past 2 weeks? You weren't too nervous about your loss, were you? Suddenly pink gets hand to you, suddenly nervous about your loss. Have we got a heter of shvus to shvus, a darbonon, to do a darbonon, but mokum seder? Is that called mokum seder? That's the Mashag is busy one noisa. And the other noisa is busy is whether it's on the labor. Because there's a goy. He's returning it to the goy. And this is the Mashag that says, he says, no, I've added, there's an is on the labor. Also, to return something to the bank because he'll cross out off his list of things which he's borrowed. Let's get to English. So we talk about English, borrowing and lending, loaning is long term. One more point, it comes to a gemach. Now a gemach is something which is short term. However, it's something which no gemach gives out without writing, and therefore there'll be a problem. Again, there's a heter of short term, but when it's something which is never lent out without writing, it'll be a problem. What should one do? The Ramah says that in a case where there is no explicit loshen for long term or short term, and a language, let's say, then a person should say, give me. Because give me will be a reminder to the malva, give me, I mean, you want it, you want to borrow, you're going to give it back to me. You say a very interesting loshen, you say, tenli, give it to me. And you can say, v'ani exaloch, I'll give it back to you. But as long as you're not using the words of borrowing or lending, you're okay. Zish data and Ramah. And therefore, when a person goes to the gemach, he should therefore change the loshen and make a simon, a reminder to the person who's in charge of the gemach, and he should say, can you please give me medication, or can you please give me some chairs, etc. You can also just give a reminder. Like the post can say, when it comes to being matzah the nail on Shabbos, you can put a sign, the Mishnah Berurah says you can put a sign. You can tell the owner of the gemach, can I please borrow 10 chairs, and just remember it's Shabbos today, and therefore you won't be able to write. And the reminder would also be good enough. The main point is that you're not putting him in a situation where he's going to come to write. I'm sorry? Oh, a mashkin. So borrowing from the neighbor Friday night short term will be beseder, as long as it's clear that it's for short term. Returning to the neighbor something which you borrowed last week, and we'll go to returning, will depend. The person speak about returning, the halacha is in order to be perei achoiv. Now there's two very important halachas with returning things. One is you can't use the lashon of priya, of returning something. And the other halacha is it has to be the terech Shabbos, meaning the neighbor has to need it. If you're returning chairs to a gemach, the gemach has no need for your chairs today. They've got, Baruch Hashem, 100 chairs, they don't need it. And you just want to get them out of your dining room, you don't need them. They would not be allowed, even with a change in lashon, it would not be allowed to return something to a gemach on Shabbos or to a neighbor if they don't need it for Shabbos. It's not a Shabbostic need to have this thing. For example, let's say you borrow a book from a library, you would not be allowed to give it back if they don't need the book today. Or even from a neighbor, a book which they're not going to be reading, maybe. I'm sorry? The aspect of a story. But a book which is not going to be reading on Shabbos, let's say you borrow a textbook. A science textbook or an English textbook, they're not going to need it for Shabbat. They've got no one studying English, no one studying science, it wouldn't be allowed to be returned. That's the law of returning things. Now, about the person who wanted to.
Why not return it?
Oh, because it will come to rubbing off. The same person. I'm sorry? The same reason that it's also to go and borrow from the neighbour on the long term.
So according to you, if I borrow it on Shabbos, I'll give it back on Shabbos, because we didn't write it then,
yes.
There's nothing to cross off.
Yes, yes. Yes, according to this it will be allowed. According to this it will be allowed. I'll be wary to be matib, however, because the poskim do bring another reason of Issa Perea Choyv, and that's why Pidna Ben is also. The poskim say, what do you mean Pidna Ben? There's no Issa Mechika, no one's rubbing out anything. But it seems to be an Issa of Uvda Dechol maybe, or something along those lines of paying back Choyvus and Shabbos, which Chazal Asad, and that's where the Issa Pidna Ben comes from. So, the opposite maybe that would say it's Mutter, but it would be worried to be Mate, because you see the post move Asad Pidna Ben because of this reason. The opposite move Asad Pidna Ben, that's Mechach Memcha, other reasons, but the Ikka, the opposite move Asad, stamp being Perea from Pidna Ben.
If you know you have his name, you never write down things with each other.
Oh, so this is the point. This is the point that was being made before, which the post can say that because the stimus haGemara was talking about chaveroi, and we don't find anywhere in the Gemara a difference between if it's a good friend, someone who's not so good, someone who does write down, someone who doesn't write down. Therefore, the post can go that from any person it would be asked to do a long term, short term would be mutter, and returning only the tzurich is mutter. Coming to a mashkan about the person who wanted to borrow the dress from the gemach, and we might have to leave a mashkan. A mashkan, the loch is the mashkan. If you can only give a mashkan, there's a special heter to give a mashkan. That's the same Mishnah. Hashel odom mechaveroi. Kadayayim v'kadayi shemen avad shalayayim halveini. You can borrow something from your friend as long as you don't say halveini, which means long term. V'meinay ma'amina is not the Mishnah. What if he doesn't believe him? It's like a guy, he doesn't know whether he's going to be coming back or not. So maniach talisay etzloi, v'oisei mechashmen l'acha yomtev, l'acha Shabbos. You're allowed to leave a mashkan. However, the poskim say that we have to medag the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about wine and oil, specifically. These are things which you need for Shabbos. The heter for mashkin is only something which is going to... The person is borrowing something which he needs for Shabbos, then, and the lender doesn't trust him, then he can leave a mashkin. So the heter of mashkin is only if the thing which is being borrowed is a tzor of Shabbos. And therefore, when it comes to this gown, there'll be no heter to leave a mashkin, because even though mitzad achona, that we can then on Shabbos, so it's not called achona because I'm using it now, that's not the tzor of Shabbos. It's really the tzor for next week. Shkere.